News Services Division of Akashvani presents Employment News.
Welcome to Employment News, your comprehensive guide to the latest job opportunities across various sectors with Lucy Gabriel. Stay tuned in as we bring you updates on job vacancies and government recruitment notifications to help you navigate the competitive job market. We begin with National Museum New Delhi, a subordinate office under the Ministry of Culture, Government of India, invites applications for one post of Deputy Curator, Anthropology, Group A Gazetted, Non-Ministerial in the Level 10. This includes deputation, including short-term contract and promotion to National Museum New Delhi. Applications must reach through proper channels within 60 days from the date of publication of this advertisement in the Employment News to Shri Zahid Ali Ansari, Administrative Officer, National Museum, Janpath, New Delhi 110011. For details regarding essential qualifications, experience, eligibility, age limit, biodata, curriculum vitae, perform, etc., visit the National Museum website, that is www.nationalmuseumindia.gov.in. Indian Council of Medical Research, ICMR, an autonomous organization under the Department of Health Research, Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, Government of India, invites applications for filling up the post of Senior Financial Advisor in Level 14 of Pay Matrix 1,44,200 to 2,18,200 on deputation basis on foreign service terms basis. Willing and eligible officers may submit their application in the prescribed format through their controlling authority so as to reach the Assistant Director General Admin, Indian Council of Medical Research, V. Ramalingan Swami Bhavan, Ansari Nagar, New Delhi, 110029, before 15-7-2024. For prescribed format, eligibility conditions, age and other requirements, please refer to the official advertisement on website https://main.icmr.nic.in. Department of Trade and Taxes, Government of India of NCT of Delhi is seeking to fill 5 vacancies for the position of Staff Car Driver Ordinary Grade, General Central Service Group C, non-gazetted, non-ministerial role in Level 2 of the PA Matrix, on deputation absorption basis. Eligible candidates must hold an analogous post on a regular basis in their parent cadre or be Group C employees in Level 1 with 3 years of regular service. Additionally, they must possess a valid driving license for motor cars, knowledge of motor mechanics to handle minor defects, 3 years of driving experience and a 10th pass qualification. Service as a home guard or civil volunteer for 3 years is desirable. For more information, candidates can refer to the official website of the Department of Trade and Taxes, Government of India, NCT of Delhi. The National Dam Safety Authority, NDSA, under the Government of India's Ministry of Jal Shakti, Department of Water Resources, River Development and Ganga Rejuvenation, invites applications from eligible candidates holding a post-graduate degree in dam safety and rehabilitation or dam engineering for the position of young professionals on a contractual basis. There are 9 vacancies available. The initial appointment will be for 1 year, extendable based on the functional needs of the organization with extensions limited to 1 year at a time. The position offers a consolidated remuneration of 1 lakh rupees per month. Candidates will be shortlisted based on the interview performance and CGPA in their postgraduate degree. Complete applications should be sent via email to the Undersecretary NDSA at admin-ndsa@gov.in within 15 days of the advertisement's publication in the Employment News. For detailed terms and conditions and further queries, visit the Ministry of Jal Shakti's website at jalshakti.gov.in. www.gov.in. Atomic Energy Education Society, AEES, is inviting applications for the post of Junior Translation Officer, Principal and Special Educator. AESSC operates 30 schools, junior colleges at 15 centers across India with English as a medium of instruction. The pay and allowances are as per central government rules applicable to AEES from time to time. For the position of Junior Translation Officer, there is one vacancy under the unreserved category with a pay matrix at level 6. For the principal position, there are total 6 vacancies, 3 each under the OBC and UR categories with a pay matrix at cell 1 of level 12. Special Educator position has 3 vacancies distributed as 1 each OBC, EWS and UR categories, with a pay matrix at cell 1 of level 7. Number of vacancies is tentative and may vary. Details regarding educational and other qualifications, age limit, relaxations and general requirements, application procedures, application fee, mode of selection and other relevant information will be available on AEES website, that is www.aees.gov.in, from June 22, 2024. The last date for submission of applications is July 12, 2024. Any further updates or modifications will be posted only on AEES websites. Candidates are advised to visit the website regularly for updates. Rajdhani College, University of Delhi invites online applications in the prescribed application form at https://colrec.uod.ac.in from eligible candidates for the post of assistant professor in various subjects and departments. These positions are offered at the academic pay level 10 of the 7th Central Pay Commission pay matrix. The last date for receipt of applications is July 6, 2024, or 2 weeks from the date of publication of the advertisement in the employment news, whichever is later. The vacancies are distributed across following departments: Chemistry 9 posts, Commerce 14 posts, Computer Science 2 posts, Economics 5, English 5 posts, Hindi 3 posts, History 7, Mathematics 11 posts, Physics 1 post, Environmental Science 1 post, and Electronics 2 posts. The details regarding qualifications, experience, screening guidelines, and indicated performer available on the university's website, that is www.du.ac.in, or the college's website, www.rajdhanicollege.ac.in, along with the advertisement. The closing date of receipt of applications is 6th July 2024, or 2 weeks from the date of publication of the advertisement in the employment news, whichever is later. Thank you for tuning in to today's edition of Employment News. We hope you found the information valuable and insightful. The Employment News is also published in Hindi and Urdu by the Publications Division of Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Join us next time for more exciting job updates. Until then, stay motivated and keep striving for success.
That was today's Employment News. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. It is also available on our mobile app and website, newsonair.com. You may email your suggestions and comments about this program on airnsdtalks@gmail.com with employment news as the subject.